This week's Parsha, Parshas Noach, I want to discuss briefly the concept of a Ben Noach. You know, throughout Chazal, the righteous Gentile is called a Ben Noach, which is rather puzzling because Noach is really the ancestor of all mankind. We are all children of Noach. The righteous Gentile is called a Ben Noach. The non-righteous Gentile, Chazal always refer to as Akum, a idol worshiper, right, or Goy, for some reason Chazal call the righteous Gentile a Ben Noach, not the non-righteous Gentile, and Ben Noach only means a righteous Gentile, doesn't mean the Jewish people, that for some reason, which we need to explain, it's like as if our lineage just starts with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. These are the three we call our avos. These are the three we call our fathers. You know, we're Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We talk about Tzchus Av, the merit of our fathers. We only talk about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. As if above Abraham we have no Yichus, no genealogy. When we know that's not the case, biologically speaking, as far as biological genealogy, we're also children of Noah. But yet, it's not the way Chazal talk. Right, so to understand the secret of this, the Rambam in his first third of his Moreh Nevuchim has a philosophical dictionary. So in the seventh chapter of the Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Aleph, he has an entry ben, an entry on the word son, right, showing that the word son has a philosophical meaning. And where he shows it from is from Shais. Adam Rishon had three sons, Cain, Hevel, and Shais. Only regarding Shais does it say, Vayoled b'dmusot tzomud. Adam begat in his image and in his form. Right? It only says about Shais, even though Cain and Hevel were for sure human. So the Rambam explains that that the term son, right, could also refer to the intellect, ideas, and ideology, right? The one who starts a system, an idea, who comes forth with an axiom, right? So the axiom is like the father. Ideas built on that axiom are like the children of that axiom. The axiom is like the father. And the ideas that are built on the axiom are like the children, right? And just like it's that way in ideas themselves, also that way in passing on ideas. The first one to think of something is the father of that idea. His Talmidim, his disciples are the second generation of that idea. The idea's first generation is in the mind of the guy who first thought of it, or first received it from God, right? And the second generation of that idea is in how it is in the minds of his students. So that idea had a second generation. Now, Ram goes on to prove that the term son applies to ideas, be it it's the new ideas built on old axioms. That's one form of second generation ideas. Those are second generation ideas that said that, the first person to have these ideas is, the father of the idea, and the Talmidim are the children of the idea. That's another way of ideas having a second generation. So says the Rambam, right, Shais was the one son that Adam had that was a Talmid of Adam Rishon, because he didn't just, get his genealogy from Adam Rishon, he got his Adam Rishon's Torah. And as a result, he got Adam Rishon's values, and he got his ideology, and he therefore also lived a life that was in line with Adam Rishon's teachings. And says, that's what gives the tzelem. The real divine form of the human being is not an issue of genealogy, right? It's not an issue of DNA. The divine form in the human being's its reality really is having the Torah and living by the Torah that God wants to give you. That's what actualizes having a tzelem, having this superior human form that's, a tzelem elokim, right? Having the Torah and letting the Torah fashion your ideas and those refined ideas also guide your actions. So that's when emerges having a divine image. So it's the teachings, the effect that it has on the mind and the actions that, you know, make a person have a tzelem. So Shais had Adam Rishon's tzelem because he was a Talmud of Adam Rishon and he followed Adam Rishon's teachings. Right? So he's called the second generation of Adam's teachings, and it's the Torah that gives a tzelem. Right? It's not genealogy. It's not DNA that gives a tzelem elokim. It's how the Torah interacts with the person that gives the tzelem elokim. And since Shais was a Talmud of Adam Rishon, so it's called the Ad Adam Rishon's tzelem also. And that's how Rambam goes on to explain that all the evil generations, right, they did not want to accept Adam Rishon's teachings. Right? And that's why it's called, they didn't have a tzelem elokim. It's called that they were humanoid, but they didn't have a divine image, because the divine image is actualized by the Torah that a person receives and follows. And they didn't want Adam Rishon's Torah, so they're only called his biological children. They're not called his spiritual children. They're not called that they inherited his divine image. And that the Rambam goes on to explain, this is the secret where Chazal say, Kol Melamed Ben Chaver Torah Malav Chasakilu Yodo. If a person teaches his friend's son's Torah, it's as if he is the father of that person who he taught Torah to. Rambam explains, because you gave him his spiritual form. The real human form, the real Tzelem Elokim, comes from the teachings. You are the father of his Tzelem Elokim. His father gave him his DNA, but you are the father of his ideas and ideology, and the ideas and ideology is what gives the Tzelem Elokim to the person. So you gave birth to his Tzelem Elokim, although his father gave him his DNA. Right? So with this we can understand now why the righteous guy is called a Ben Noach. The righteous guy who follows the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, he's keeping Noach's ideology. Whatever it meant that Noach was a tzaddik by Ben Noach standards, right? By Noahide standards, the Ben Noach, he's called that way not because of he has Noach's DNA, because all of mankind has Noach's DNA. He's called that because he follows Noach's ideology. He lives by the code that Noach lived by. He lives by all the Torah, the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach that Noach received. It's called he has the form of Noach. He has the form of Noach. He has the form that Noach gave to mankind, and Noach gives this form to mankind because this is the Torah he passed on to mankind. So the righteous guy, and only righteous guy who follows the teaching of Noach, is called a Ben Noach. Right? But the Jewish people have a higher form than what Noach had. Right, we live not by a code of seven mitzvahs, we live by a code of 613 mitzvahs. You know, the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach are all about maintaining world order. You know, maintaining law and order. Don't steal, don't kill, don't do adultery, don't rebel against God, have a justice system. It's all maintaining of order. But the Jewish people, which start with Avraham Avinu, are about giving the world a higher order, recreating the world on a higher plane. It's a whole higher form. The form that we live by, our tzelem that we have, doesn't relate back to Noach. It's true, we have DNA from Noach. But our form, our divine form, come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's where it starts from. So the term Ben refers to man's spiritual form, our spiritual father, our Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because they started this process of cruising towards Tariag Mitzvah. It started with Avraham Avinu, already gets an eighth mitzvah of Bris Milah. It already begins the process of moving to a whole different order. So that's why we're not called Bnei Noach, because we don't have Noach's form. We have a form, a new higher form, which starts with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And by the way, this is also the secret of how we have these terms Ben Torah. We say when a person is refined and he lives by Torah, call him a Ben, a son of the Torah, because he has a human form that only the Torah could give. And that's also what it means to be a Ben Olam Haba. A person has actualized, right, his Tzelem, that now he could be a immortal that lives in Olam Haba. So in short, the term Ben refers to whose ideologies and values and therefore Tzelem that we have. The righteous guy has the ideology and therefore the spiritual tzelem of Noach, and the Jewish people have the ideologies and the spiritual form of which was started by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's why they're called Bnei Noach, and we're called Bnei Avraham Yitzhak and Yaakov.